with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, singer, dancer, and actor J.D. McCrary. How you doing, J.D.?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for coming in. Talented, man. Sing, dance, act. Which one's your favorite?
I'm probably going to have to say singing. Yeah,
really?
I love singing. My whole family sings.
And so the whole family? Mom and dad?
Not my mom's side. Just my dad's
Oh,
side.
Just the dad's side.
Yeah.
My mom's just, they have different talents.
I get everything else from her.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
she
enough.
Likes to say that.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Okay, double digits now.
Double digits.
Yes.
Feels
and
good.
Congratulations. You were cast as young Simba in The Lion King 2 years ago. That is a big, big deal. Do you remember the audition? Well, it wasn't that long ago. It was only 2 years ago. What was the audition process like?
Well, I was actually in Atlanta, and the auditions were supposed to be in L.A. I was shooting a show that I'm on. It's called Tyler Perry's The Pains.
Yeah, that's right.
I was in Atlanta. And so my mom, she was like, hey, you have an audition for The Lion King. And I didn't really know what it was for. I thought it was like a commercial or something. But then she gave me these lines, and I was like, oh, they're making a movie or something? And she said, yeah, it's a new movie. And then I did it, and then I got the call back. Then I did it again, and I booked it. And so Mr. Tyler Perry, he was so, so very nice by letting us go back to L.A. and meet everybody. And that's basically how it was born.
So it was only like two calls, huh? Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it was just like that.
They must have been really impressed. Just like that. Look, it didn't work out that way most of the time, JD, but that's very, very blessed
Yeah, very blessed.
And Tyler Perry is a great guy. Happen to know him. So that's very cool. He lets you go out. So obviously you've seen the movie tons of times. Is it essentially the same movie, but now live action? Is there much difference?
Well, I can't give away too much information. I don't want to get in trouble now. But
really?
Yeah, but I can say that Mr. Jon Favreau will be bringing this movie to a whole new level, something very special. So yeah, it's going to be nice.
Jungle Book vibe? Because obviously you directed Jungle Book. Does it have that sort of feel to it, or it's different?
I guess you could say.
I guess I could say really are secretive.
Not telling us anything.
Okay, does Mufasa still die? Is he going to live in this
world?
Are
there lions?
All right. He can't say. He's sworn to secrecy. All right.
Sworn to secrecy.
How'd you find out you got the gig?
How I found out I got the gig is by my mom telling me, actually. They probably emailed her, and she was like, okay, JD, guess what? I said, what, Mom? Then she said, you got it. And I was like, I got what? The Lion King. Then we just freaked out.
It was really cool. You got to freak out with Mom. And do you get to sing in it as well?
Well, Mr. Hans Zimmer scored the original movie, and he'll be doing the same thing for this music. Any other details will be coming soon.
Oh, wow. So we really can't share so much right there.
I think I saw a thumbs up from someone that, yes, he does.
Okay, fair. Well, it makes sense being that you're a singer yourself. So have you actually seen the movie yet?
I haven't seen the movie, actually, no. But I've seen some clips. I saw a few scenes. Saw the elephant graveyard scene. But
that's
pretty much it. Yeah,
spoiler alert.
Turning out great.
Well, from the trailer, it looks like it's exactly frame by frame the same film. So, which, by the way, that's cool. Just a modern update because it came out a long time ago.
And even if it's
ago.
Not, doing that in the trailer was smart because you grab everyone.
Exactly.
You grab everyone's attention.
It's my personal favorite Disney film. I love the message, father and son, and the story it tells. It's great,
yeah,
man.
I do love
congrats.
The Lion King. It's one of my favorites.
All right, so I look forward to checking that out. Well, you're also in the new movie, Little.
Yes.
Tell me about that movie.
That movie, it was so great to record. It was really nice. Everyone was just so energetic and positive. It was just really
What's cool. it about?
It's about, so there's this businesswoman, and she used to get bullied when she was a kid. But then, when she got older, she got rich, and now she bullies everyone else.
Oh, then full circle.
Yeah, but she bullies the wrong person, and then that person turns her into a kid, which makes her little. And that is
the
movie.
Kind of the reverse of Big.
Reverse Big. Yeah, that's a cute little concept right there.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Congrats. And I've seen you sing Michael Jackson on TV a few times.
Yes, sir.
Pretty spot on, too. Who introduced you to his music, Dad?
Yes, my dad did. Yeah, he's a really great singer. He introduced me to singing, kind of acting, I guess you could say, and Michael Jackson.
And Michael, would you got a favorite MJ song?
Yeah, probably Scream. Or Don't Blame It on the Boogie. I've just been listening to that one.
Really? You like that one, huh? Okay. Can you give me a little Don't Blame It on the Boogie, just in case you're not familiar?
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Right. See, now you got me grooving right here.
Thank you
for that. Speaking of music, you dropped your debut EP, Shine. How would you describe the sound?
How I would describe the sound is just everything that you want to hear. Because
covered it all.
That's every demographic.
Every genre known to JD. I like your style. Keep going.
Thank you. Well, my first song is Shine. It's just like an intro, and it's kind of an acoustic. It doesn't really have any, you know, type of beats.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice though. It has a lot of harmonies and
okay.
just a lot of feel good music. I guess.
Okay, and then watch the video for Keep in Touch. Whose idea was it to include the whole family? I like that.
Actually, me. Yeah, okay. It was me. I was in a Disney meeting, and I just thought of that, and I told them. They liked it.
They liked it?
They liked it.
Yeah, good, good. And I noticed you got a big following on Twitter and IG.
Thank you.
You have to check with mom and dad before you post?
No, they actually helped me post it. So they tell me what to post, and I post it.
Smart.
Yeah,
smart.
My mom basically runs it.
So your mom is the quarterback of the team.
Yeah.
Dad's just coming with the talent.
Yes.
To provide. I get it.
She's got the management skills.
That sounds like a good team concept going on right there.
Yes.
So when you're not performing, what do you like to do?
I play a lot of video games, and I'm a really great artist. I don't want to sound...
You know what? He called himself, though.
I don't want to sound...
Artist covers a lot. What you mean? Like you?
I'm an artist.
Oh, like drawing. I draw. Yeah. Oh, understood. Oh, okay. Got it.
My brother is an animator also. I get a lot of stuff from him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Is there anything you're bad at? Because it seems like you're just great at everything.
I'm bad at losing.
Hey, nice. I love this kid.
Nice.
JD, I'm going to adopt you right here for the thing.
Thank you.
What about, you got a girlfriend?
No.
No,
I don't.
You hesitated.
No, I don't.
You
I
did?
Do not. Well, girls like me, you know? So,
yeah, that they happens.
Like me, but... I'm not going to claim that I have a girlfriend.
Okay, that's smart. That's smart. That'll come in time.
Yeah.
You keep focus. Listen
Thank
to
you.
Mom and dad. Good for you. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
Favorite singer?
Favorite singer, Donny Hathaway. Yep.
Favorite rapper?
Logic.
Okay. Favorite Disney movie after Lion King?
Huh. That is such a... Maybe... I don't know. Tangled.
I like Tangled too.
I like
Tangled. Tangled's good, right? Tangled's underrated. I'm with you on that. Favorite Fortnite dance?
Oh, jeez. Maybe the flowers, I guess.
Okay.
I'll take the flowers.
Go-to late night snack?
Ooh, probably these honey buns that I eat. They're so good. I've been eating them since I was like a baby.
Honey buns?
Yeah, they're called honey buns. They're so good.
Okay. Favorite athlete?
Favorite athlete? LeBron James. I love LeBron.
Dream collaboration.
Beyonce. Shout out to Beyonce. Please collaborate with me.
Who's in the movie, right?
Right. She plays Nala.
Yeah.
She plays, coincidentally, your girlfriend.
Well.
Hey, the older version.
The older version.
The older version. But you could technically say that.
You could say it, yeah.
You could say Beyonce plays my girlfriend.
You should probably tweet that right now.
I'd roll with that. That's just like some fatherly
Sorry,
advice.
Sorry, Jay-Z.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, it's all with respect. The Lion King is hitting theaters on July 19th. You can follow him on Instagram at JD McCrary. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.